Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe Rex Road live in New York, drinking a nice coffee. Coming back to Nashville today, Joe Rex Road, as we do every Monday at this time, your three best and three worst performances from the Titans. It's been a lot of negativity today here on the show, so let's start with the best. Who were your three best for the Titans against the Jets yesterday?
Well, number one's Derrick Henry.
Yes.
That's a pretty easy one, huh? Yeah, Derrick Henry. I mean, the guy is he's unbelievable. Even in just a complete stinker like that, he goes 33 for 156, and also a couple catches for 20 yards. But the guy, I mean, the Jets did, I thought, a really good job. There were, I'd say, probably about four or five runs where it's one guy.
Yeah.
And he's second level, and it's one guy who goes really low and grabs those legs and holds on for dear life, and that's how he was held to 157 yards on the day. So, I mean, it's not even close. It really should just be him.
I would say that's a good pick for number one. Your second best thing for the Titans yesterday in this brutal loss to the Jets.
I mean, I'll go Jeremy McNichols. I mean, and Jeremy McNichols dropped a touchdown pass, yeah, by the way. But he made plays. I mean, even for him, I haven't gone through every single sack. There's so many. But it seemed to me like when he was kept in, probably not enough, he did the job. I think Corey made a good point. Like, you probably have to, again, move the pocket or leave more people in at some point in a game like that. You're kind of in a bind because, obviously, you don't have receivers that you normally have who – are just going to win a lot more convincingly and quickly, you know, than those guys will. But I still would probably take my chances with fewer guys going out to try to create any kind of a pocket. Because Tannehill, you give him time, he's gonna make a good decision and throw. I mean, Nichols did have 8 catches for 74 yards.
Yeah.
So good job, McNichols.
Including a couple of big ones on third down. When they picked up that third and 21 early in the game on a screen, I was like, all right, this is going to be that type of day for the Jets, huh? And it was not.
Well, exactly. No, that, like, the whole crowd was like, yeah, here they go, third and 21. You just let Jeremy McNichols go for 27 on a screen. Yeah, so there you go.
Joe Rexroth,
number three.
Your third best thing from the Titans yesterday.
Yeah, Tannehill. I mean, Tannehill, to me, was – pretty good. So what did he end up? He's 30 for 49, 298, and a touchdown. I thought a couple times he probably should have actually used his legs, like he did so much against Indy. There was a play, and they end up, of course, scoring on the drive. He really did a great job on the drive to lead him back to force overtime. But I believe it was on that drive. He had a lot of green in front of him, and he heaved one to Westbrook Akina, who he was hoping was going to turn his route up, and he didn't. But he took a couple sacks for sure. I'd say at least a couple of the 7 sacks. You just have to unload the ball. But again, the guy leads him back. Then he leads him back in overtime and puts a ball on Firkser that should have won the game, in my mind. So that's pretty good. I mean, he is under siege, like he hasn't been here. And one thing you got to say for him is, I mean, like, no one can say, well, he's got perfect conditions now, right? I mean, this whole – remember going into the year, it's like, boy, with that offensive line and Henry and those receivers, like, he could have a great year.
Yeah.
And people just say, whatever, look at all – well, right now he's got, like, practice squad guys on the outside and one of the worst offensive lines in the NFL protecting him, and he's still doing pretty good work.
Joe Rex Road, your three worst things. There are many things to choose from the Titans yesterday against the Jets. How do you narrow this one down to three? What are your three worst things from the Titans, beginning with number one, which I think I have an idea of where you may be going with number one?
Well, you may be surprised. Number one, I'm going to go with Taylor Lewan.
Okay.
Because you know, Taylor Lewan is, first of all, it's you take the whole week as a whole thing. You know, Taylor Lewan had a, I think, a pretty significant bounce back game against Indy. It looked like a competent left tackle out there. So after the game, he goes off in this tangent about the fans and booing him and all that stuff, which obviously bothered him. You can say whatever you want. Just make him available. But he said what he said, and it became this big thing. And then to perform like that after that, boy, it was just bad. And, like, Questenberry had a tough day too. But Taylor Lewan is your very highly paid Pro Bowl caliber left tackle. And I just think it, if that's the play you're going to get from that guy with the investment you have in him, and I understand there's reasons. I mean, it's not his fault he tore his ACL. But right now, it's just a big problem. And so I got to start there. If he just was able to be close to Taylor Lewan, I think some of these issues aren't nearly as bad, and they probably still find a way to win the game.
Really bad game from Taylor Lewan yesterday for sure. Number two on your worst things from the Titans yesterday against the Jets.
So I'm going coaching in general, which you could make the case that should be number one. I don't know if this is like a Vrabel, you know, is this a Vrabel thing? Is this an NFL thing? Is this a Titans thing? But we have seen games like this before with Mike Vrabel. The Cincy game certainly comes to mind. Buffalo a few years ago comes to mind. Is it handling success? I mean, I asked Vrabel about the week in practice, and he's like, well, he didn't love it, but he made a point. He's like, look, we've had great weeks of practice, and then the game didn't play out that way. We've had bad weeks of practice. The game was good. It's about what you do on Sunday. Bottom line is this coaching staff did not do enough to help the players. It's not just on the injuries. It's not just on the players not executing. This was a bad coaching day. Bad, bad coaching day. Not enough adjusting offensively to your line just being utterly caved in. Going too many times to the well on a play that had been working. Defensively, like, you can't figure out how to stop giving up big plays to the Jets and their 6 freaking points a game and the 15 sacks they'd given up in 3 games. And you can't do anything in the second half and you let them off the hook. It's just a terrible coaching day. That should have been number one.
Number three for the Titans on the 3 worst things from the Titans yesterday.
In particular, the secondary. I guess I could pick on Jenkins, but I think it's hard to pick on one guy because Jenkins had his moment. But again, Fulton had some tough moments late. I mean, he gave up plays, and it's obviously big for the Jets to have Crowder back because, you know, Crowder got him a couple times, huge, on that tying drive when the Titans could have had control of the game. Then Crookshank, hey, guy's not supposed to be starting, right? Didn't think he was going to make the team. Ben Hurt, the special teams guy. But the bottom line is, you make the play you made. And then I'm just really, again, this kind of goes to coaching. So why is Elijah Molden suddenly just a complete, he's just a non-factor? You don't even think about him. Is it like you're trying to make sure none of your top draftees over the last few years ever play?
He was good enough to start week one, and now he can't see the field when Chris Jackson's not available.
So now you take Christian Fulton out of, I think, his best position on the outside. You move him inside so that Breon Borders can play outside instead of having Elijah Molden on the field. I feel like, and we'll track that moving forward, but I feel like that's a bit of an overreaction. As far as, like, Molden was not hurt all week. He was not on the injury report. Look, I think he's been very impressive. He's an impressive college player. Did some really good things in the preseason. Talking to him at the end, like, I think he's going to be a good player. I understand if you think he's not ready, but you're sure that Breon Borders on the outside is better than him on in the slot? I mean, there was no mixing up, and of course we saw Borders give up the long TD to Corey Davis. But the secondary was just bad. Obviously, Fulton has the one pick. And I just, you know, not seeing a ton from Byard. I mean, it was a very disappointing day against a team that they should have handled.
And then we also saw yesterday what life without Brett Kern is like with a 12-yard punt from Johnny Townsend. Now, to his credit, he responded with a 63-yarder after that. But life can be tough without Brett Kern, as we've seen the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, so he ends up, you know, he averages 37.6, yeah, which isn't great. But he did put one inside the 20, and he did recover. I mean, so he had 176 yards on his last four punts, which is just fine.
Yeah.
The 12 yarder was very, you're like, ooh, is this going to be that kind of day? Better be going for it on fourth down all day. But yeah, just another. And now with Bullock, I don't know. He's been pretty good. But if Ficken comes back, do you go back to Ficken? I'm guessing you probably do.
Look, man, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what the Titans are going to do at kicker. I don't know if they know what they're going to do at kicker right now.
Fair.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the Titans. Got a lot of your thoughts to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.